Now and then, remember then.
Getting us started here on BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And the Earls had that hit called Remember Then. Came out and it charted on the pop charts in late 62, went up to number 29. It didn't hit the R&B charts until January of 63, so a little bit of layover there for some reason or another. That it didn't hit the other charts, but anyway, but it went up to number 29 that year for both charts, and real good hit by the Earls. That was a big one-hit wonder by them. So hope you remember then, because that's what we're going to play is a lot of good old stuff today and just fun, good music. So never gets old. We got Tony Orlando going to get us started, and Harold Melvin, and then the Staple Singers. So let's go with Tony Orlando right now and Halfway to Paradise.
So far away. what we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Act like children when we argue, fuss and fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't
know,
if you don't know me,
you
baby. Got our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when we can't see eye to eye? Oh,
if you don't know me,
if you don't,
right
now, if you don't know me, baby,
you will never, never, never know.
Hey, 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 hey. If you don't know me right now,
you will never, never, never know.
No, you won't.
Ooh.
No.
If you don't know,
10 long years
right now,
10 long years we'll be
and shit.
Staple Singers. The song came out in 1974, made it all the way to number 3 on the R&B charts, number 23 on the pop charts. I've always enjoyed those Staple Singers. They did some really, really good stuff. Enjoyed that. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes before that, a song that went up to number 1 for him on the R&B charts in 72 and made number 3 on the pop charts. The Blue Notes. Now, 72, one of the, if you're into R&B singers of the 70s, one of the members of the Blue Notes at this time was Teddy Pendergrass. And he would go on to have a big solo career after he left, I think, in 76, something like that, anyway. But anyway, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, if you don't know me by now. Oh, by the way, the Staple Singers was Touch a Hand, Make a Friend. I believe that's what it was. And then Tony Orlando did Halfway to Paradise. That was his first pop chart song. Went up to number 31 in 1961 for him. Okay, let's keep going right now. We got the Jacks coming up. Aretha Franklin's going to do one. And someone that we just lost, unfortunately, Mac Davis, passed away this past week. And we're going to play one by him. So here we go right now with the Jacks. And Why Don't You Write Me?
Why don't you write me, darling? Send me a letter. Tell me you love me, dear. Make me feel better. I love you. Yes, it's you I adore.
You I adore.
When I first met you, darling, I realized, and for you, did have I. Please, darling, won't you send me a line?
Send me a line.
I miss you so each day. Although you're gone away, I guess all of you more and more. And as the days go by, I sometimes often cry to see your face once more. Count it my blessing. Read for a star. Why don't you write me, dear? Say how you are. I love you, and it's you I adore.
You I adore.
I miss you so each day. Although you're gone away, I guess I'll love you more and more. I sometimes often cry to see your face was
so.
Count it my blessing. Read for a star. Why don't you write me, dear? Say how you are. I love you.
Baby, sweet baby, there's something that I've just got to say.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
'Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Girl, you're a hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
Baby, baby,
don't get hooked on me. Mac Davis passed away this past week, and I believe he was 78 years old, so had a real good career. That was number one for him in 1972 on the pop charts, went up to number 26 on the country western charts. A little story about that song. I've been told by someone who played on that particular record that they were trying to get a good record for Mac, and this gentleman told him, he said, well, if you'll go home and write a song, you've got to have a hook in it, though. It's got to have something that will hook the listeners. So he came back with Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me. And Mac had told the guys that if y'all get me a number one record, I'll buy all of you a Cadillac. And that gentleman told me he's still waiting for his Cadillac. So anyway, he laughs about that. Mac Davis. Okay, Aretha Franklin, Sweet Sweet Baby, Since You've Been Gone. Went up to number 5 in 1968 on the pop charts. It was a number 1 hit on the R&B charts. And, of course, Aretha's career was just outstanding. And First Lady of Soul and Hall of Fame. So real good career by Aretha. And the Jacks got us started with Why Don't You Write Me. Now, they recorded as the Jacks on the RPM label, and a gentleman by the name of Willie Davis, I've been told, was the lead singer. But when they were recorded as the Cadets on the Modern label, they used Aaron Collins or Dub Jones as the lead singer. So anyway, they were doing the Jacks and Cadets. But as the Cadets, they did Stranded in the Jungle. I'm sure you remember that one. Okay, let's keep going now. We got the Showman coming up, Redbone, and the OJs. So right now we got the Showman with It Will Stand.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
You take some music, music, free flowing music, some moving and grooving, rock and roll, stand, take some heart beats, drums, beats, finger popping and stopping feet, little dances that look so neat, you see. It will stand.
gonna fade. Never, no, never. It swept this whole wide land, sinking deep in the heart of man. Come on, boy, join our clan. Come on, boy, take my hand. Come on, boy, be a man. Cause rock and roll will stand. Let's do it all over again. I feel good, let's do it again. It'll be hidden forever and ever.
they do.
They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers.
OJ's Backstabbers, 1972, went up to number one on the R&B charts, made it all the way to number three on the pop charts. So big, big hit by them on both charts. And see, Redbone got us. See, Redbone was the group before that one, and they went up to number five in 1974. And that's really the only song I remember by them. But they did have a hit in 70 and 71. But I'm not that familiar with those two songs that they had. So it was about 3 years later before they had this bigger hit here, big top 10 hit for them. I think the others made top 40, but just barely. So, and The Showman got us started. It Will Stand. Let's see, that one, now that one came out, charted twice. In 1961, it went up to number 61 on the pop charts alone. But then 1964, they reissued it again, and it went up to number 80 on both the pop and the R&B charts. So one of those songs that hit the charts twice, but I've always enjoyed The Showman. Of course, they did that song 39, 21, 46, so, or is it 40 Shape? You got to tell me. So anyway, good song by them. It Will Stand. Brennan and Tabulation is going to get us started next, then Billy Ward and the Dominoes, and then Johnny Adams. So right now, Brennan and Tabulations.
Don't worry,
don't worry,
don't be shy,
don't be shy.
1970 for him. That was an R&B chart only. That one went up to number 41. Didn't make the pop charts. But real good sound by Johnny Adams. He had a real good voice. I enjoyed that soulful sound, R&B stuff he did. Before that, Billy Ward and his Dominoes, Deep Purple, 1957. Went up to number 20 on the pop charts. Didn't make the R&B charts. But, of course, Billy Ward and his Dominoes had so many good singers. They had Clyde McFadder for a while as a singer. When they first started, they had Jackie Wilson singing for them. But this was 57. I think Wilson left about 1956, 57. So I'm not sure who the singer was in this, to tell you the truth. But anyway, Deep Purple, number 20 for them on the pop charts, 57. And Brendan the Tabulations, Walk On, 1973. That one didn't chart on either chart, but it was on the Epic label. I've seen it listed as Walk On, and I've seen it listed as Walk On In. I think it's Walk On. But anyway, 1973 for Brendan the Tabulations. Okay, Connie Stevens is going to get us started next on BRC Radio. Then the Medallions, and that's not the Swinging Medallions. This is the group called the Medallions. And then the R&B group, the Medallions. And then Simon and Garfunkel. So right now we got Connie Stevens and 16 Reasons.
16 Reasons.
Why I love you. Hold my hand,
two,
your laughing eyes,
three,
the way you understand,
four,
your secret sighs, they're all part of 16 reasons why I love you. The way you comb your hair,
six,
your freckled nose, your crazy clothes, that's just half of 16 reasons why I love you. Snuggling in the car, your wish upon a star, whispering on the phone, your kiss when we're alone.
Yes, won't be true. Darling, I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen what lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry meaning that love alone can tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please hear my plea. Please. Darling, what is it worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should. To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the puppets of love, and put them together. And what have you had? matrimony. Oh, my Jack, please hear my plea.
Darling, oh, how I love you, really do. But your jazz won't be true.
Your flowers growing, ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do, feeling groovy. Ba da 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 da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
You might remember that hit, 59th Street Bridge song, Feeling Groovy, by the Harper's Bazaar group, which was a big hit for them. Well, this was the original version done by Simon and Garfunkel, and it was on the flip side of one of their hits, At the Zoo. So if you've got the record at your house called At the Zoo, you can flip it over and you'll find this. And this is the original version of 59th Street Bridge song, Feeling Groovy, Simon and Garfunkel. That was 1967. Medallions before that on the Dutone label out of 1954, The Letter. Song didn't chart on either on any pop charts or R&B charts, so real good sound by them, Medallions, 1954. Connie Stevens, big hit for her in 1960, went up to number 3 on the pop charts, 16 Reasons. Okay, we're going to do our double play of the day next. We got The Circle going to get us started with a hit they had, and then Bobby Womack. We're going to play two by Bobby Womack today. So here we go right now, though, with The Circle doing their hit, Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. With my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright.
shining like a red rubber ball. About it twice. Do you know what? I wanna be the only man that you let stand by your side. And oh, I can't you see? And you got it. And that's why I'm striving hard every day, darling, 'cause I wanna be somebody special in your life. Oh, girl, and I just can't stand it. Can you tell me no? Oh, darling, think about it twice. That's all you gotta do. 'Cause I know 99.99 and a half just won't do. But one thing I know, it's gonna take 100. Of you, darling, to see me through. And I'll get down on my knees and beg to you, darling. I know you know I wanna be somebody special in your life.
I know you laugh. You've had your last laugh, though. You laughed a whole lot of times as I walked out the door. So don't worry. He be back. See, he's in love and he hung up. But see, God, if he see that you don't want something that's good for you, he takes it away and gives it to somebody else that he feels like can use it. That's why today I can say that, oh, I'm through.
I'm through.
Trying to prove my love. I know he was wrong, but I believe I can stand up today on my own.
Well,
but I found someone, and I think she understands what it really means, what it really means to have a real man. Her daily deeds and the things she do and say. She say, I'm not trying to take that other woman's place, but if I can't help you, I swear I won't stand in your way. Tell that woman that you're through. Try to fool your love too. She said, tell that woman that you're through, boy. Stand up all night waiting on you.
turn. I don't think it's another lesson. Take my heart, I can't let you take my soul. It always happened in so many love affairs. Oh, you're so in love today and tomorrow, tomorrow, you just don't care. One get tired and gives up on loving the other. Oh, the other one go running in the streets, trying to find it in another. And
his debut LP, solo LP there, that came out in 1969 on the Minute label, and that was a song called Somebody Special. Wasn't a charted song, but a really nice cut off that LP. You know, it said it was produced by Chips Moman, and I've always been familiar with Chips Moman being out of the Memphis area, but it's on the Minute label, and that's out of New Orleans. So I don't know if Chips Moman worked down in New Orleans for a while. I'm not that familiar with him, but or if he did it in Memphis and they cut it and they released it on Minute. I'm not sure. But anyway, real good album, I bet. And 1969, the name of the album was Fly Me to the Moon. But that was a song called Somebody Special. Before that, Bobby Womack, being our double play of the day, did a song called I'm Through Trying to Prove My Love to You. Came out in 1973, went up to number 80. It was a flip side of a song that Bobby had a big hit for, number two, made it to number two in 1973. Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out. So again, if you've got Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out 45, flip it over and you've got I'm Through Trying to Prove My Love to You. Bobby Womack, two real good songs by him today on our double play. The Circle got us started with their hit from 1966, went to number two on the pop charts, Red Rubber Ball. They're a group out of Pennsylvania, but they were managed by Brian Epstein, who managed the Beatles. And in fact, the name of the group, spelled C-Y-R-K-L-E, Circle, was given to them by John Lennon. So that's something they can hang their hat on, I guess, for the rest of their lives, thinking about John Lennon gave us our name of our group, and Brian Epstein managed us. The Circle, number two in 1966. All right, we're going to have to get out of here. We're going to play our instrumental song that we always get out of here with. We always have an instrumental song that ends the day for us. And this is a real smooth metal sound. I've always liked this song. It's Bill Purcell, and it's Our Winter Love. And it went up to number nine in 1963 on the pop charts and made it on the R&B charts, went up to number 20. And Purcell was out of California, but he worked in the Nashville area. In fact, he taught music composition at Vanderbilt University for a while. So I imagine you had a pretty good teacher there. All right, but anyway, we got to go. Thanks for listening to BRC Radio. We come to you each week by Birmingham, Alabama, and the Birmingham Record Collectors, and we hope to have you join us again. So here we go right now with Bill Purcell and Our Winter Love, and we'll see you next time on BRC Radio.
Thank you.